This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Mr. Tim Hawk, a mental health clinician from Australian company CleverTar. CleverTar has a range of app-based health coaching programs which are delivered interactively by a relational avatar. Today we will be talking about their anxiety and depression coach, which may well be the future of mental health treatment at scale. Mr. Hawk, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Great to talk to you, Eric. Looking forward to it.
Yes, sir, and I am as well. So for starters, how is the prevalence of anxiety and depression growing and yet the understanding and education of these conditions not matching this rise?
That's a great question, Eric, and it's quite interesting that that's actually the case. We see the trends both in the United States and Australia are quite consistent with anxiety and depression affecting large proportions of the population. And I think now the conversation around anxiety and depression is becoming greater and wider, which is fantastic. So we're identifying more and more prevalence. But the problem is there is a disparity with the people that are actually accessing and reaching evidence-based treatments to see that change and see that improve. And I think the stats show, I was reading a recent study in America where estimated around 40% of people experiencing depression and anxiety didn't receive treatment, and it's worse in Australia, with about 65% of those experiencing anxiety and depression not accessing treatment or seeing change in their condition, which is quite a shocking statistic if you think about it.
It certainly is, isn't it? And what is cognitive behavior therapy and how does it work to treat high prevalence mental illness such as depression and anxiety?
Well, cognitive behavioral therapy is like a pillar of psychotherapy, and it kind of harkens back to the first generations of behavioral therapy, which was just really focused directly on reducing problematic manifestations of behavior. So I guess, and these were using techniques based on well-defined and really strictly validated scientific principles. So for example, you've got someone suffering from social anxiety, the behavioral therapies of those age would, that person might be avoiding situations where they might be afraid they're going to be judged or criticized. And so the main goal of treatment there would be to involve increasing exposure to those situations to then reduce the anxiety. However, that's expanded and evolved where cognitive therapy was born, which kind of addressed more flexible principles, which took into the account of thoughts and feelings in determining human behavior. Because first and foremost, humans are thinking beings where we organize our behavior and modify it according to our circumstances and how we think and feel about it. And so Ellis and a few others and Beck, they studied these irrational thoughts and cognitive schemas around mental illness, and they identified how certain areas in cognitions as well can also shape our behavior as well. So I guess CBT becomes an integration between those first kind of iterations of behavioral therapy, then has become more of a form of psychotherapy aimed at modifying not only behaviors, but beliefs and attitudes around cognitive styles and how people feel and think and behave. And so I guess in a nutshell, it's foundations in understanding key thoughts, physical symptoms and behaviors that perpetuate the cycle of anxiety and depression. And they give consumers or clients or patients skills and strategies to see that vicious cycle of anxiety and depression break and change for the permanent and see recovery.
Certainly most helpful information today. We're speaking with Mr. Tim Hawk, a mental health clinician from Australian company CleverTar, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Mental Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, looking at improved access to therapy and the success of LICBT or low intensity CBT, where can self-help material work for people and what can someone do to see changes in their mood or mental health right now?
Yeah, great question. So some of the people in the UK and their health department and the government there identified this disparity between access to evidence-based treatments like CBT, and they developed and they received some really cool funding, and they developed a low-intensity CBT program, which is a bit more distilled and a bit more concentrated. So CBT in itself can be up to 12 weeks of treatment. And what they're able to do is they're able to distill that down into a six-weekly low-intensity program that could be applied by technicians that could be trained up quite simply. And this was rolled out across the UK, and it's been one of the most successful, I guess, mental health rollouts that we've seen in many, many years. And the IAP program really targets key symptoms and thoughts and feelings around depression and anxiety to see positive change, and it really upskills people in understanding why they feel how they feel, and it also gives them more of a self-governance or a self-management technique to see change in the anxiety and depression. We're so readily understanding that how we feel isn't how we want to feel, but we just need to know, I guess, why it's happening and what we can do to see that change. And so with the introduction of low-intensity CBT and the success that it's having with mild to moderate anxiety and depression, this has birthed out a new focus on guided self-help materials. So materials that people can use with the assistance of a coach or a guide. And I guess that's where we came into the conversation about how Clevatar and virtual agents and virtual avatars can really fit that gap between managing self-help material by yourself, but then also not having access to a coach or a therapist or a technician that understands these. And I guess that kind of leads us into the conversation about how Clevatar used this low-intensity content to see a real exciting service offering for people with anxiety and depression.
And thanks for your input there. Lastly, looking at virtual therapy and the limitless possibilities, how do virtual agents like Claire and the Clevatar team bridge a gap in supporting users see change in their mental health?
Yeah, really, really great question, Eric. And it's an exciting new kind of offering from Clevatar. Clevatar was a spin-out company from Flinders University, and they found some key findings through research in computer science and behaviors with humans, that people responded more favorably to the embodiment of a human, so a virtual agent like Claire, than through text or audio alone. And so it's not only the combination of a friendly face, but the ability for a virtual avatar to remember who you are, what you talked about last week, and be able to give you encouragement or praise by name, positively impacted both engagement and adherence. And so Clevatar first targeted this engagement through a diabetes coach, which supported users to track and maintain their blood sugar levels. And the promising results from this study led to the creation of the low-intensity CBT digital mental health coach that we're talking about today, which was designed by the Flinders University Human Behavior and Research Unit. And I was fortunate enough to be part of the team to design this program and to provide a low-intensity CBT coaching program in your pocket or on your phone, wherever you need. And so the exciting part about these virtual coaches is it may not solve the whole problem in regarding to all those large percentages that don't have access to evidence-based therapies. However, it does provide an extra resource for those not able to either find access or feel comfortable or confident to find access. So currently the coach is being licensed by various public health networks across Australia to provide consumers in their regions access to evidence-based support for anxiety and depression. And I think one of the really exciting things we're finding is preliminary results indicate a clear reduction in psychological distress as users progress through the low-intensity program. The program and the virtual agents like Claire have the ability to have difficult conversations, and users have openly reported they feel comfortable talking about some issues they've avoided their whole lives. And so I guess the really exciting part is now Clevatar is offering this engaging platform for other industries and applications to build trust and support users and customers in a relational way like never before. And so this is a really exciting thing. So we're excited to provide this offering for people that need it who may not have access or may not feel comfortable or able to really reach out and get the support they might need right now.
Well, Mr. Hawk, we certainly appreciate what you do in the space and for joining us here today. If listeners wanted to get further details and take advantage of your offerings at Clever Tire, where is the best place online to get further information?
Yeah, sure. So we're listed, if you jump online, we're at www.clevertar.com, and that will show you our range of virtual agents. Then you can meet the virtual team there, and we'd love to have you meet our team online and get in touch with us if you'd like to know more.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Hawk, all the best. And again, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Fantastic. Thanks, Eric. Bye for now.
We've been speaking with Mr. Tim Hawk, a mental health clinician from Australian company Clever Tire that has a range of app-based health coaching programs which are delivered interactively by a relational avatar. And for all the details, visit clevertire.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.